It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex Audrey, we're going to talk to Nick right now, who feels like he has been ghosted. What's up, Nick?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
No, this is never fun, but we appreciate you trusting us to try to resolve and get you some answers. So tell us about how you first met up with Paula, or give us a backstory about why we're talking right now.
Yeah, sure. So I got out of a serious relationship at the beginning of this year. It took me a while to get over it and move on, since I'd been together with this person for a couple years. We lived together. We had a dog together. It was, you know, a whole thing. Finally, I was decided that it's time for me to move on. And the best way I knew how to do that was to finally get on dating apps. My sister told me to download Hinge. And that's the one I went on. And I met this pretty cool woman. It was the first time I've been interested in anyone since my ex, and I was really starting to develop feelings for her.
Okay.
I'm a gentleman. I try to be a gentleman, and I'm a relationship guy. So I really tried to do it right. I took her on a date to a restaurant. We had a really great time. She told me she couldn't wait to see me again, and we were both making plans, and we kept talking on the phone for the next few days. So I thought everything was going great, but then she slowly started kind of ghosting me. She was responding less and less, and now finally she won't respond at all. She was the one person that I thought I could, you know, really connect with, and then it completely switched on me. So I'm hoping to get an answer so that I can learn what not to do going forward, or see if it's something that I can save.
No, that's good. A lot of people would... Audrey would just give up and move on when you said this is someone that you really felt a connection with, and maybe it's someone we can't work out. So let's see if we can help you do just that. All right.
Well, what did that have to do with me?
What he's doing is he's saying, I'm not going to give up on her yet, when I think you would just move right along to the next guy.
I'm not chasing anyone.
Exactly.
Hello?
Hey, Paula Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7. I understand this is going to be the weirdest phone call that you're going to get. I want to tell you that we're not on anyone's side here. We're just trying to mediate a conversation. We do a morning radio show on Mix. We have a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but we help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. And Nick is on with us because he contacted us and said that he went out on a fabulous day with you, really enjoyed hanging out with you, think you're awesome. Actually told us that he feels like there is a connection between the two of you, and that's why he's really confused as to why you have slowly started vanishing and He said, now you're not even responding to him at all. So
yeah, he said, you guys even talked on the phone. Who does that? That's like, I mean, that's big.
So again, sorry to blindside you here, but we're hoping that you would help him understand what's going on. Is it something that Nick did or is there more to it? Will you mind telling us your side of the story?
Yeah, no, sure. That's fine.
Oh, good. That was easy.
The date, I mean, like, we really connected, and it was great, but there was a piece of information that I did not pick up on until after our date when I started asking questions about his last relationship.
All right.
I am all for a guy having a cordial and respectful relationship with his ex, but I don't really want them to be in their life still, and he currently has a relationship with his ex that includes still being in contact frequently, because they share custody of their dog.
Oh.
For me, like, the dog is this tether to each other, and it's a constant reminder of their relationship. And I just don't see why it's necessary to share custody of a dog.
Why didn't you tell him that, Paula?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't feel like it was my place to share that opinion of, like, what he should be doing. But for me, it's just a deal breaker that he still has this tie with his ex, and I don't know, he's in communication with her, like, so consistently, and honestly, it somewhat feels like there might still be feelings there, and I just don't want to get involved in that.
Dang. Well, let's ask it, Nick. Nick, do you have any feelings for your ex?
No. I don't have any feelings for her at all anymore. I can definitely see, though, how that would come across that way. And I honestly, I can say that if I knew that was going to be a deal breaker for you or for any woman, I would gladly give up custody of that dog. I love that dog, but the dog's not worth the headache and the heartbreak.
I can't believe you just abandoned your dog, dude. For a girl that he doesn't even know, really? Where's the loyalty and the love to your four-legged friend?
Hold on. Don't listen to him.
I can't believe you just ditched the dog.
Audrey?
This was a hot topic in Bachelor Nation a while ago.
Really?
Yeah, there was this couple. I'm trying to remember. They broke up, but they had this dog together, and it was like on all over Reddit. Everyone's like, who's getting the dog? And then they were trying to do this thing where they like shared the dog still.
It's awful.
And then they both started dating other people, and you know what happened?
What?
They stopped sharing custody of the dog.
Mm. Okay, so I mean, you guys got to do it. Man, I thought the ex is involved. I didn't realize with him, though.
Well, Paula, Nick said that if he would have known, then, you know, this might not have been an issue. Might not have gotten to this point.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, honestly. I mean, that could be a game changer. The one thing is, I mean, I still wouldn't want them to be in contact going forward.
Well, like, if they're not sharing custody of the dog, then I don't see any reason why there would be contact, right?
He likes you. He just gave away that dog.
How about you guys think about that? And maybe would you be willing to have a conversation with him, Paula? And maybe we can work through this. I'm glad that we at least cleared the air on that and set a path for maybe a reconciliation or working things out. Or
let's try this again.
Let's pick up where we left off.
Seriously.
Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.